Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. This is, these home games now in Europe, it's the first time for us in Ireland, actually. We're really looking forward to it. We had a very tough game over in Finland, and the lads have, we've worked very hard since then, and we're really looking forward to the Wednesday night's game.
Bring us back and tell us how you qualified for the tournament and how you've gotten to the stage.
So last November we won the league, and we beat Limerick in the final up in Limerick, and that qualified us to participate in the competition. But we were ranked 40 based on our coefficient in Ireland, our league's coefficient. So we needed 8 teams to overlap. There's 2 sections. There's a domestic section for all the league winners, and there's a Champions League senior team section.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in the domestic league winners section, and we ranked 40. We needed 8 teams to overlap. So PSG winning their league and their senior team being in the Champions League made that freed up space for us. So we were lucky enough. Celtic were the last team we were waiting for, obviously, to win. And when they won, that meant we qualified.
It's an incredible achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something that, like, when we spoke to the lads initially about it, it was kind of only a possibility. As the weeks went on, it was kind of getting more realistic, and eventually got to a point that we had to up the training sessions because it was really looking that it was going to happen. So when we were talking to them the week before, after building up everything, we were saying, look, there's probably 95% chance now. So, like, this is an opportunity that they'll never get again. So, I mean, we're the first team in Ireland to do it, and I think this will motivate a lot of players around the country and a lot of teams around the country to get the opportunity. If they win the league, they're a good opportunity to have a go off Europe against the top players in Europe.
What was your thoughts when you drew Helsinki out?
To be honest, they're a big club. They're a huge club. We were in there in the same draw with teams like Anderlecht and Ajax, and I mean, Helsinki are a big club. They've been in the Champions League a number of times. Mm. So they're a professional club. So we have our own difficulties on that side of it. Our lads are back in school. They're obviously working full time with them. But we didn't know the point when we play against St. Pat's or UCD or, you know, Shamrock Rovers, we know exactly what they expect. We know what players they have. We knew exactly their strengths, their weaknesses. This was going into the bit of the unknown. So we were going into a situation that, like, we didn't know the players. We obviously had done, or we got our work done and prior to the game. But it was going into the unknown of how strong they were in comparison to us. So, I mean, for the lads to get the opportunity and the experience to do that should really stand to them, and especially when they're going forward to play in the next, looking to progress on to, into John Caulfield's first team. This opportunity and experience would really stand to them.
Logistically, I'd imagine it was quite a challenge getting to Finland, was it?
That was the one difficulty. I mean, the one side you would have looked at, you'd love to get Ajax, because obviously flying to Amsterdam is much easier, Cork to Amsterdam. It was difficult. We flew from Cork to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Helsinki. On the way back, we had to go Helsinki to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Dublin, Dublin to Cork. So it was difficult. But they're the same situation. They're flying from Helsinki to London, London to Cork. So it is difficult. It's a difficult place to get to. Probably took us toll a bit in the match as well. And playing on Astro as well, which they always play on Astro. We've obviously played a number of games this year on Astro, but we wouldn't be as familiar as they would be on Astro. So it would take us toll in the game, and it probably, as the game went on, it probably took us toll in that situation.
The first leg scoreless, that a fair reflection? Were you happy with that result?
Going over there, if to say that we would have got a draw over there, I would have been happy. Score draw would obviously been even better. But the way the game went in the first half, we were disappointed not to be ahead because we had some great chances. We were unlucky with 2 or 3 clear-cut chances. I think that the stats said 8 shots to 1 shot at half-time. But second half, we started well again second half. The last 15 minutes, we started to struggle a bit. So we started to tire, and they started getting on top, and they created a lot of good chances. I think they had about 5 or 6 corners, one after the other as well. So that made it difficult for us. So at the end, we were happy to take the draw. Probably based on first half or the first 60 minutes, we would have been disappointed not to score. But it's all to play for no second leg. And going over there, we were thinking if we get a draw and bring it back to Turner's Cross, it obviously, with the home support, should really help us to get the result.
So now that you've played 90 minutes against them, you've gotten that result against them, would you fancy your chances on Wednesday night?
I think if we can play the way we can play, I think we'll have a good chance. They're a very good team. They have some very good players. They have 3 players that are away with the international squad this week. So they're very good. They're a very good squad. But if we can perform the way we've been performing all season, I think we'll have a right go off them.
And as you said, getting across the Turner's Cross would be a massive, massive help.
Yeah, the home support was a big one. Like, what we spoke to the lads prior to the game, we said, look, we needed a positive result. Positive result meaning keeping the game, whether to be ahead or whether to draw, to keep the game alive, to go back to Turner's Cross and getting the home support then. Like, you look at the first team games, I mean, the support they get is huge, and it really stands to them. There's been games that our first team have won based on the support, the backing they've got from the support. So, I mean, if we can get Turner's Cross, a good crowd in Turner's Cross, it's sure to help the lads on Wednesday, and they deserve it. I mean, these lads now are going since last June of last year. They've been training non-stop. I mean, it's pretty much full-time for them, because between their football side of it, the gym work they do, their preparation, nutrition. I mean, it's nearly full time for them. And then this year as well, a lot of them are doing their leaving cert. So that brings its own problems. So the lads are going from, say, school straight to training, back to school after, and doing grinds and stuff like that. So it is difficult. And there's a lot of organisation involved in it, both by us and by them, for them to actually play at this level. So, like, they deserve the support. They deserve the crowd to be there. And I think it'll really help them.
As you mentioned, it's a big opportunity to catch the eye of John Caulfield. Chidozie Agbene has shown that there is chances there in the first team available, so it's a big chance for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, the main aim for us as an under-19 and under-17s and is our pathways is to the first team. That's what we're looking at. So with Chidozie playing and Conor McCarthy and Keane Coleman and even Conor Ellison, who's with Cove, like, for these lads to progress from 17s to 19s to first team, that's what we're looking for as a club. The work that's been done at underage football in Cork from a very young age, it's really showing now when you see how well under-17 and under-19s are doing in the league and now actually compete in Europe. And it's showing a pathway from a young age right through to the first team. And John wants to bring players through. John is looking for local players to play at the highest level. And it is a big step from an under-19 team up to a top League of Ireland team. It's a big step. And I think the lads this year, like, this experience they're going to get will really put a good opportunity for them.
Well, Stephen, wish you the very best of luck on Wednesday night, and hopefully a big crowd of Turner's Cross to cheer you on the way. So best
Thank you very much.